Welcome to DigiNews.
Kazlam, the life we know may be on hold. The weekend getaway with Amachita to stadiums to watch our favorite teams may be on hold. The unforgettable parties at Kwa Bravosi, buying the meat and drinking away the weekend may be on hold. Kazlam, thank you for helping curb the spread of COVID-19. I know you stay at home for as long as possible. I also know you teach those around you to wear their mask and keep social distance when in public. The other day, I saw you washing your hands for 20 seconds with soap and sanitizing them. For that, I say salute, my Mesekend. You kept your promise by respecting the lockdown regulations and in helping curb the spread of COVID-19. Now, it is my turn to keep my promise to you in these trying times. When you can't be where the news are happening, I promise to be there and bring you them as they happen. When you feel alone and bored, I promise to bring you close to your friends at the comfort of your home with nice music. Thank you for choosing me as your number one broadcaster in these trying times and beyond.
Keeping you informed in these trying times. During these tough times, our promise to you is being there with you. Washing your hands regularly, always wear a face mask, and stay home as much as possible. Together, we can beat this. Do your part in helping curb the spread of COVID-19.
Now that we know what the fourth industrial revolution is and what it entails, we now hopefully understand what mobile banking does and how internet banking has given us total personal control over our finances. Now let's take it one level up and really understand what other things and systems operate using technology. I'm Palesa Mogwena. Great to have you back. Welcome to DigiNews. I'm sure we can all agree that technology is essential. Unless, of course, you live on a deserted island somewhere. Even still, if you're currently listening to this from a deserted island, I bet you wish you could play this on huge speakers for the entire island to hear. All silliness aside, embracing technology isn't always easy. From new apps to updates, keeping up can feel quite impossible. Luckily for you, DigiNews is here to make sure keeping up is very much possible. Ever heard of wearable technology?
Get out of here, what?
Yep, technology you physically put on. Let's see if people know what it is.
So personally, what I think wearable technology is anything that you couldn't use that is portable nowadays.
I think it's something that's latest.
I have no idea what that is.
Looks like people are still uncertain how to really define wearable technology. Technology specialists have defined wearable technology as the future of everything, shortening the term down to wearables, meaning anything you can wear or put on. Wearable technology is a category of electronic devices that can be worn as accessories, implanted in a person's body, or even tattooed on the skin. So yes, cool kids, your tattoos can now be wearable technology, making them not just a tattoo, but a technological tattoo. Here's Joanna Berswok, a wearable technology specialist, telling us a little bit more.
What are wearables right now? Most of them are these pieces that you see, belts, a lot of wrist-worn devices, watches, some head-mounted stuff. A lot of them are still aimed at what we call the early adopter. They wear devices such as fuel band that track their steps, their movement, their sleep patterns. These devices are being developed not just by sports companies, also by digital computer companies. This is a Microsoft product, or even totally new startups that want to give you a better, deeper understanding of what is happening inside your body, not